The General Services Administration says there's a huge difference between schedule contracts and multiple award contracts when it comes to small business laws. GSA issuing a memo saying schedule contracts aren't covered by a recent GAO decision, a ruling that requires agencies to set aside any contract where two or more small businesses are qualified. This is commonly known as the rule of two. The problem is not many agencies or vendors understand why there's a difference. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here with details about how this decision affects agency contracting. Let's begin with the background about the rule of two and then the GAO decision.
GAO ruled back in the fall that this thing called the rule of two, which says, you know, if there's two or more qualified contractors, the agency must set it aside. Small business contractors, set it aside. That's usually what
freaked
happens.
Freaked people out.
In full and open competition.
Right.
So the rule of the Delex decision, which GAO came through with in the fall, says, no, we're going to apply this to multiple award contracts. Now, this is stuff like DHS Eagle, DHS First Source, Treasury has tips. I mean, just there's like
tons of them out there,
500 of them in government or more. And this, as Chris said, freaked people out because does it slow down the process? Part of the benefits of multiple award contracts is it helps, you know, pre-qualified contractors, and you can make things go a little faster than full and open. Well, this planned rule of two threw a big wrench in it. And what does this mean? How does it work? And then when you start thinking about, okay, you know what a multiple award contract is pre-qualified contractors, more than one. Well, GSA schedules on the surface look very much like multiple award contracts.
Right.
There just had to be 70,000 of them, for instance, on the IT schedule. But GSA was quick. They came out with a memo within about 2 weeks of the what they call the Delex decision and said, no, this does not apply to the GSA schedules. And then they said, oh, and by the way, we're not going to apply it to any of our multiple award contracts, which are some of the big ones like Networks or Alliant or Millennia Light. I think that's still around. So they've
Answer
just said,
is still finishing up. I
yeah,
think.
Answer and so they said we don't agree.
So and what's the justification behind saying we understand that you made this decision, it doesn't really apply to us?
Well, GSA senior procurement executive David Drapkin wrote in a memo that was not really well known, not really well released. I happened to get a copy of it,
and it was done very quietly. People heard about it, but they had
not around there much.
Right.
He says that it does not affect anything that GSA does because the decision is based, one, on shaky logic, and GAO incorrectly interpreted the statute that deals with the rules around schedule contracts and multiple award contracts. Now, just as a little bit of background, in the 1990s during procurement reform, we had the Federal Acquisition Streamlining Act, commonly known as FASA, right, Francis? Yeah, shake your head.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. And basically, what the goal here is, FASA said, we're going to give you the rules around multiple award contracts, except for these four exceptions. And one of those four exceptions, none of those four exceptions, was anything around the rule of two in small business contracting. So basically, I don't want to get into the minutiae of the FAR, but there's a part of the federal acquisition regulations that apply to multiple award contracts, and there's a part that apply to GSA schedule contracts, and they're two very different things. And GSA's David Drapkin basically said the rule of two does not apply to schedules because they're based on this section of the FAR. So that's the, I guess, the easy way to say it.
Because the schedule contracts are a unique animal,
correct?
And they are different. So he's essentially saying that these are that justification means that they don't fall under this provision.
Correct, and that surprised, I think, some people, and a lot of agencies weren't really aware of that issue. And I think that that's what's coming out now just slowly.
So as you said, this not many people seen this ruling. It hasn't been out there much. How well known is this ruling?
I've talked to several both vendors and agency acquisition professionals, and I don't think it's out there very much. I think that there is confusion because, again, on the surface of a multiple award contract, a schedule. Well, there's multiple awards under a schedule. Aren't they the same thing? And in fact, obviously they're not. But also people have not seen the GSA memo. GSA was not very, they didn't well publicize the memo. It's not on their website. And I think that added to some of the confusion as well.
Could the rule of two ever apply? This is a decision based on GSA, but this isn't the one guesses that this isn't the last we've heard of this.
Well, interestingly, I asked that same question, and it would take an act of Congress actually to change the statute to make the rule of two apply to the GSA schedules. Now, there is some disagreement out there. GAO and SBA are very keenly aware of this. GAO actually made the decision. SBA is following this closely. And should another protest come up, I think SBA, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, how about that, if they would be an intervener, which is you're not really a part of it, but you're an interested party of such a protest. I had heard earlier this week that there was such a protest around the GSA schedules, but when I looked into it a little deeper, it didn't involve the Rule of Two and GSA schedules. It was a totally different issue. But interestingly, I think I wouldn't be surprised to see one eventually, someone trying to test the waters.
So there must be a certain amount of relief, both within GSA, but also within a lot of the vendor community, because they were, as I say, they freaked out about this.
And in fact, you know, when I was talking with Larry Allen from the Coalition for Government right. Procurement, and one of the things that he said was, if you look at the number of contracts that this Rule of Two may apply to, there aren't many, because there's definitely large contracts, and there's definitely small contracts. Right. Alliant is a perfect example. But there's also DOD, for instance, has several contracts that have both large and small on it. And I think that's where you'll see the impact in DHS and a few others. But he was saying, you know, Larry Allen told me that his members, who are mostly GSA schedule vendors, have not complained to him, at least, about that this Rule of Two is affecting them, or that agencies are avoiding it in some way.
When I haven't heard of any task orders that have been awarded that were potentially impacted, you know, some small vendor, small business got it, and some large vendor got booted out of it because of the Rule of Two. Yeah,
but I think that's part of the concern, is the longer term effect of, well, what happens if? And, you know, one thing that David Drapkin said, you know, he was pretty honest, saying, listen, I don't agree, you don't have to listen to GAO, and we're not going to. But he said, listen, if they may revisit it, and they may say, you know what, our earlier decision was wrong, and you know. It's interesting, because he says, you know, they're not a court of law, they don't set precedent.
Right.
But in a sense, they do,
right,
because of who they are and what they do. So I thought it was a kind of an interesting
And you got a copy of the memo?
I have one copy right here.
Oh, can we? Well, do
we'll
we have
put
a
it on federalnewsradio.com?
There you go.
Com,
we'll
course.
Have it posted so you can see it for yourself. More on
more
Monday?
Tomorrow?
Oh. Tomorrow? Well, you'll be here tomorrow. I'll read your story online.
Monday. Monday, yeah. That's better. On the Federal Drive, of course, with Tom Temin and Jay Norris, and, of course, on federalnewsradio.com.